This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Second day in a row that we've mentioned pickleball. I had mentioned it yesterday that I went to this park where there used to be four basketball courts, and it was nice because if you just wanted to just shoot around on one of the hoops, one of the eight hoops, there were a lot of hoops available, and there might have been one or two pickup games running, but there were other hoops to shoot around, and all of a sudden, two of the courts turned into three pickleball courts, and I didn't know anything about it, and we were talking about maybe having a pickleball get-together. Dude, it's gaining heat. Somebody just hit us up on Facebook. Hi, my name is Jay Hall. I'm reaching out because I'm a national touring professional pickleball player.
No way. Somebody's doing a bit. That
Thank
can't
you.
Really be a thing.
No, he said he
Thank
recently
you.
Got back from the Hawaii
what?
Open,
yep.
where he won the Triple Crown, and he wants to invite us out to show us pickleball.
Where does he want to invite us, though?
I don't know.
I live in, but I can find a court in a location close to you all. I'd love to teach you all pickleball.
You don't even need to teach me.
I'm not that interested. I don't need to get taught.
Yeah, just give me the court.
Yeah, my pickleball interest is on a scale of 1 to 10 is about a 2.
I play
right
pickleball.
Now.
It's like tennis. Just play.
Orlando, who is our audio engineer at NBC Sports Washington,
yeah.
is
yeah.
talking me down the line here.
Yeah.
Apparently, he's a big pickleball player. He
right.
wants to take us out, show us the ropes. He also knows Jay, says
right.
he's a big famous silly.
Really?
Yeah.
The guy so that just hit us up?
He's the Roger Federer
I
of pickleball.
So.
It's so silly.
Who
Maybe
knew?
We should take a lesson. Can't you know hurt. What else I heard? We could do this, too. We could do this for the next rating. We're getting ahead of ourselves here. But if we just
yeah.
keep cocking these bonuses and we have
We've
these
little
parties. We've actually
fallen behind because we were just talking about it. We had to get together to celebrate a ratings bonus like about
2 months.
Weeks late.
Yeah.
So we're kind of doing that again.
No, the God, what's the one with the brooms? What's that sport?
Curling?
Curling. I had a buddy that did curling with friends, and he said it was so much fun. And he said, and the curling community wants to grow the game so much
right.
that they couldn't be more accommodating,
mm-hmm.
that all the like curling guys came out to show like his group of friends how to do it.
Yeah.
And it was a blast.
So I had an idea.
So we just need to find
a curling party.
We just need to find a date on the calendar. I thought Top Golf would work.
Top Golf would also work.
Because it's easy. You have a couple bays. Nobody cares about the golf. Maybe some people
no,
would care.
Nobody cares.
And you just drink some beers.
AWOD's favorite sport, hurling. Ten Jameson shots.
But that's Rom, right?
Yes, that is Rom. Correct.
Yeah, that's funny.
So we have the Roger Federer of pickleball reaching out to us.
Maybe.
It's pretty cool.
Are we going to have still a palm dinner?
I mean, if Timmy hooks it.
That's right. Yeah.
All right, we got to see.
Yeah,
we'll pick a date. And we'll set something up. We got to get our bonus first. That's a big part of it.
I know everyone's like checking their intercom pay stubs
to make sure that we're getting our cash.
When's the next paycheck? You guys,
Friday.
Know? It's Friday.
Right, right, right.
I don't know. Jason's asked me each of the last two paychecks.
I know.
Are we getting our bonus this time? I was like, I don't know.
Well, yeah. I mean,
I guess
I know
last
that.
Time.
I know that. Look, bonuses are big in our lives.
Yes.
And CK said he put the paperwork in, so let's
So if hope. He put the paperwork in, it'll happen.
Sometimes there's some lag time.
I know it's going to happen. I just want it to happen Friday.
Right. You want it to happen with the quickness.
My wife wants to do all kinds of stuff with the house. And
right. Oh, she wants some capital improvements?
I've got to
What's
do some...
at the top of the list?
She wants to refloor the basement.
Ooh, are you going to do all that?
Expensive.
I thought you were going to dump this hoop and get a new house.
Well, I am, but I think but we got to
get You think it's going to help the
we
value?
Gotta get, we got to get it ready to sell.
Yeah.
So we
Your house looks great.
I think so, too.
I think it's silly.
No, but we had a real estate agent come through it and said, all right,
she agreed.
She said it would help.
To get
you
top value. To get top value.
Correct.
Got to have some updates.
Right.
I couldn't believe my neighbor, not going to say his name.
Yeah.
he must be a billionaire.
Okay.
Because I found out what he bought his house for.
All right.
He's moving out of the house. He lives right next door to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's moving out of that house.
Yeah.
And I know what he bought the other house for, 1.4.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. And he's putting $250,000 into it.
Right. Into the new house?
Right. Yeah. He's basically put a $1.7 million house. I don't even know what does.
If you buy something for something for 1.4, in my opinion, it should be turnkey ready. Like you walk in and everything looks silly.
Everything's new relative.
It's brand new construction.
Some people buy hoops.
But I couldn't believe it because he's kind of a donk.
Right. Yeah. What does he do?
I don't know.
That's You're not sure what he does for a living.
He's got to be IT or government contracting.
Consultant. Must be some form of consultant.
I think he sells for like a computer company. Probably sells software to government. To the government.
That's the racket we need to get into somehow. I don't know how we would do it or how we break into it. Become consultants for something. I don't know what, but that's just the world. I think it's the world's greatest scam.
We have no expertise
in anything.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what I could consult on.
I mean, I'm almost 50. Right. I think tomorrow I'm 50.
Okay.
And I have
no expertise.
Here's my point. I've got some donk neighbors.
Yeah. All
right. And they
bunch
make,
of hee-haws.
And they make cats. They're just clowns. They like to go out and get housed.
I know.
They know their product. And they just sell it to the government. Government just knocks on their door and says, I need it.
Right. It's called waste.
And they sell.
Right.
We could sell that. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
We could sell that crap.
I wouldn't be a good salesman because I'd have to believe in the product.
Well, it's software.
Yeah. I don't know anything about software.
Well, I know, but if you did, you could sell it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have to be a genius to do it, believe me.
Yeah. But I know they're not geniuses.
Bottom line is, this guy makes cash, and I don't know where it comes from. And I was floored when I saw the house.
Yeah,
got a little jealous.
Yeah,
surrounded by dogs.
Is that the guy you share the driveway with?
No. He's not right next door. He's like on another street. But
you do a lot of coveting over there.
Plus, he knows a lot more neighbors than I do. I know.
He's all in everyone's business.
We're really tight friends with certain neighbors, and they moved. Yeah. Now we got nobody in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I mean, I see people like at the playground.
Jason's
all the time.
A little gossip. Like, he knows all the gossip. And
what do you mean?
I don't know. You just know, like, the neighbor gossip.
Oh, yeah. In my neighborhood?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You're up to date.
You're on top of it.
It's because there are certain women in the neighborhood who feed it to my wife.
And then she feeds it to you.
Then she disseminates it to you.
Yeah.
So I don't go out looking for it, but it just trickles down to me.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I found about.
That's your story?
No, that's truth.
Yeah.
That's where I found out about this house.
Right.
I just couldn't believe how much he spent on it.
Right. Well, I was just say, don't get too carried away putting money. If you're going to sell your hoop.
I'm not going to put a lot into it.
Yeah. By the way, has Jay Gruden sold his home because he's going to be the Jacksonville OC?
That I don't know. I think Jordan Reed, who lives right next to him, or lived right next to him.
His house is on the market.
Hey, man, I'm going to take a bath on this house in Creighton Farms, man. I don't know how I'm going to unload it. One of Jason's rich neighbors.
How's that work, by the way? He's not going to be able to double dip, is he? Or do the Redskins only owe him, you know, whatever Jacksonville's not paying him? In other words, if the Redskins owe him $7 million, let's just say. And Jacksonville's paying him $2 million. Do the Redskins only own $5 million, or does he get the double dip?
Not sure how that works.
Well, I would assume he gets the double dip.
Gets a double dip.
The double dip is the greatest.
So great. Yeah. Okay.
Do we have any details on his new deal?
But I would assume he gets that money.
Do we know anything about financially his new deal?
I haven't heard.
Can we
get they probably are saying, "Hey, we'll give you a mil since you already get $7 million."
Well,
or whatever.
I'm sure he's gonna have fun. You know, is he going to London twice?
Back to back weeks,
he's going to be in London.
Right.
He's going to be in London for two straight weeks.
Right. He's there more than Prince Harry.
I hope it's worth it.
He's going to be a resident.
Plus, he's going to have to figure out, do I go with Foles or Minshew? Mm. Or they might even draft somebody.
Well, it's not like he's going to Afghanistan.
Right. I mean, he's going to London.
He's going to
London.
He'll be all right.
It's one of the great cities in the world.
He'll probably be at the Ritz-Carlton in London.
Right. Yeah, but there's no way they like doing it. I know the players don't like it.
Hey,
yeah.
Man, is there a bonefish?
But it's a job.
Over here in London? What's going on?
Is there a matchbox?
They have the Bang Bang Shrimp over here.
Oh, man. I'm rooting for him. I was always a Jay Gruden guy.
Yep, I agree.
Totally rooting for him.
Funny dude.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Leonard Fournette, get used to not getting 20 carries a game. You're just a younger version of Adrian Peterson.
We're going to sling it.
Right.
Right. Well, that's what they do.
Yep. That's what he likes to do.
By the way, I was telling the boys this, and I tweeted this yesterday afternoon. I really don't watch like ESPN during the day, but yesterday I happened to, and I saw Tim Hasselbeck do a breakdown. I don't even know what show it was. And he was totally defending Kyle Shanahan. He said he's totally being unfairly criticized for his play calling down the stretch where the the narrative is he should have run the ball more. And he went down through each play, showed the formations, showed how they had like eight men in the box with three guys blitzing on the side of the tight end. He's like, you would have lost yardage if he ran the ball there. It was a perfect play call. First pass got batted down. Then he showed the second play. Another, he said, perfect play call. Garoppolo, I think, didn't get the ball to Kittle. He threw behind him or whatever he did. Or he ran. He didn't deliver the ball when he should have. And then the third play he showed was the pattern where he dialed up the play for Sanders. And Sanders is one.
Did they show the one in the flat where Deebo Samuel's wide open and he tries to force the ball to Kittle over the middle?
Yeah.
I mean, Deebo Samuel could have run for 35 yards. All he has to do is flick it out to the flat.
Right. And I think they did show that one, too.
Tries to double, I think Kittle's double-teamed in the middle, and he tries to force it to him. A little bit of a donk at Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy G did not play
and
well.
He wasn't trying to throw Garoppolo under the bus, but he was like, look, the quarterback did not deliver. Kyle Shanahan dialed up perfect plays.
Right.
And then John Fox was there going, defending him also, going, look, you're talking about a guy who's been in the Super Bowl here two times in the last 3 or 4 years as offensive coordinator or whatever.
Right.
He's one of the 4 or 5 best offensive minds in the game.
No doubt about that.
Yeah.
The only problem I have with that, and Hasselbeck knows 100 times more than I do about offense,
yeah.
But they ran 14 plays with a lead in the second half. And he dropped back on 9 of them.
Right, but if you watch the breakdown, if you've got 8 or 9 men in front,
my point is you're not burning clock.
Well, then you run pass plays that are equivalent to run plays. The percentages are so high.
Okay, but I mean the defenses defended the Niners all year long, knowing they were going to run. They faced 8-man boxes all year long.
Okay,
and they were still successful.
Well,
I'm just telling you, I'm not completely blaming Shanahan. The end of the first half was a donk move. It just was. Because if you're telling me you don't have any trust in your quarterback there, but then
that's a different story.
But then you trust him in the second half.
That's a different story. I'm not speaking to that.
Okay.
I'm speaking to the last 5 minutes of the game. And you watch that Hasselbeck breakdown, you'll be convinced. In my opinion,
I agree with Jason though. I might be convinced that the plays were there to be made. Guys were open and they weren't executed. But I also think that sometimes, even if the play is not going to be as successful, odds are you're still using the clock. And I just don't think they took advantage of using the clock. And my opinion is, all right, on 2nd and 5, if you get stuffed, even if you lose a yard or two, now it's 3rd and 7, but you've used 40 seconds of clock. You still have the opportunity to hit that 3rd down play. I'm not taking away the 3rd down pass. I'm taking away the 2nd down pass.
Yeah, but even the 2nd down play that he dials up is a high percentage play.
I know, but
that you should.
But it wasn't executed.
Well, because the quarterback didn't execute.
Right, well, that's what happens. I mean, you could go back to the Super Bowl, which Atlanta blew, and say, well, if Matt Ryan didn't fumble the ball, and you can go through all of that. But the fact is, if you had gone conservative, you would have won the game and won the Super Bowl.
But here's my point about running the ball. All right? They were averaging 6.5 yards per carry. All right? They weren't getting all those just against, four-man fronts playing soft
zone. Well,
there
were adjustments being made on both sides of the game.
I guarantee you they were getting good yardage against 8-man fronts in that game.
Well, I don't know. You can hash it out with them. I don't
pretend
to know.
I'm not going to hash it out. They lost the game.
Yeah.
And it goes it was a combination of coaching, Garoppolo, offensive line had some bad penalties, and then the secondary was bad. But it was a team loss.
If you want to chime
totally
in, 800-636-1067. Remember, your chance to win Guns N' Roses tickets comes up at 8:45. Next, we're going to get an update on the boys behind the glass, their first day on Cameo. We'll get some skinny next here on the Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. So last week, when EB was out, Danny came in here and really was pimping Cameo. He had just jumped on Cameo, and I think he had done 13 videos in a day.
Yeah.
And he was like, boys, you need to jump on Cameo. We had talked about it on the show before. He's going to get like a 5% cut, but he really thinks that we would thrive on Cameo. None of the junkies have dipped their toe into the Cameo pool.
Considering, there's pondering.
The boys behind the glass
yes.
created an account yesterday. It is a combined account. It is Adam, Matt Valdez, and Drab T-Shirt. Mm-hmm. They have a combined account. What is the address?
Cameo.com/junkiesproducers.
And that's to get any kind of greeting or message from the producers.
Right.
Yeah, all
right.
Three
we'll basically do anything.
Who has the app on their phone, or do each
we
of
all,
you?
We all have it. We all have the logins and
now, is it
a
something
specific
where
email.
So it's like yesterday, if a few streamed in since we talked about it, do you wait until today to cut them, or did you cut some yesterday?
Well, that's one of our issues, is that Adam leaves as quickly as possible after the show is over.
Right. Right. He's not a team player.
So he's like
we
me.
We can't knock him out at noon or anything like that.
Yeah. Is there like a Cameo rule that when someone puts an order
like
in, you have
four
to knock it?
4 days.
So oh, that's, you got 4 days to get him out? Oh,
right.
So you're fine. So you'll be within the window. Get him the next day.
By the way, we're open right now. It is the season. Valentine's Day Cameo.
Oh, Valentine's
that
Day.
That is true.
Cameos.
So I know zero women listen, but tell your girl that you want a cameo from us on Valentine's Day.
Well, you know,
Day.
I just did a read for Metro Men's Health Valentine's Day. Okay. If you want to give your partner
the gift. That gift is probably better.
The gift that keeps on giving. Yes. Go to call Metro Men's Health.
That's correct. Yeah,
cameos last forever.
Good
so,
point.
I will say this. So yesterday I went to the St. Andrews Flint Hill basketball game. And tough game. Flint Hill was, got it at the end. But as I was leaving, a stranger came up to me and he fist bumped me and he said, "I ordered the producer's cameo today."
Very good. Oh, look
nice.
At that.
Yes.
Yeah. It's hot.
And it took me a second to process what he was saying. I didn't even understand what he was saying, but that's what that was the message.
All right. So I set the over under yesterday like 7.
I think I went
12. I went double digits. I think I went a dozen.
Yeah, I said more than 5, but less than a dozen. So 7 to 8.
That's the range. Cakes, you want a drum roll? We'll give you the tally for yesterday.
Of course I'll give you a drum
roll
for that.
It's going to be the hottest day they have
ever. Oh, every day. So, I mean, if they did 50, every day after is going to be a drop-off.
Well, we'll just got to keep...
Not necessarily true, because we got a bad segment yesterday.
Oh, you didn't like your segment?
Yeah, 950.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Okay. Throwaway segment.
This is prime time.
You're on the number one rated show in the morning. All right, it doesn't matter what time.
Our cameo number yesterday.
Yeah.
For the Junkies producers was.
Yeah.
15.
15?
Oh, wow. That is a nice start. Well done.
So what is that, 15
so
times 20?
They each make so about guys, 90 bucks because they make about $6 each.
You got to make 90 bucks to cut 15 of those.
Yeah.
So what is that per? So like it's like $5 a guy.
What were the range
roughly.
Of messages about? Like what were they about?
Well, shocker, our first one was from Chuck Lee.
Yeah. Pamplona. You think Chuck's going to do it ever again?
We haven't gone through all of them yet. We just recorded one a few minutes ago about a guy who cheated in his fantasy baseball league.
Yeah, okay. one of his buddies wanted to call him out.
He pulled
out.
A crick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He
yeah.
colluded.
Yeah.
We got one, and I swear this is from Lurch.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's doing a bit or if this is real, but it said, "It's for Jason, booked by Jason. I want to talk about how stupid Eric Bickle is. I hate him more than any other person on the planet."
Wow.
So I don't know if we should do those or not.
We should do
hey,
it for the
it's
money.
It's cash.
Yeah,
we should definitely do it for the money.
You guys, we might need more than 20 bucks.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care. So you could go ahead and say whatever you want.
Hey, do you want to get in this one? You can mother F them back.
No, I couldn't care less. You knock yourself out. You can agree with them. It doesn't matter.
Okay. So once the cameos started rolling in,
do you think I care?
We were feeling pretty good about ourselves.
Yeah.
And then I find out that Dukes joined Cameo in the afternoon.
I did
so
see that.
Any interest in the station personality, it's going to be Dukes over
of course,
you.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's undercut you.
20.
He's charging 20 as well. Yeah.
See, if I was Duke, I should sit down with Chad. Chad should charge minimum 100. Minimum. To stoop so low.
Big shooter here. I'm on Cameo now. Pay me to make videos for you. I'm hilarious. Honestly, it was crap that Danny and Awad and Crab and Valdez and all these guys were on here and I wasn't. So we fixed that. I'm overweight.
Yeah. Self-deprecating is funny.
I like it.
If I was Dukes, I'd up my at least a Hunsky. At least a Hunsky.
How many did he do yesterday?
Not sure.
I don't know.
I think 15 to 20. Wow. That's what he told me last night.
Jesus. I mean, that's pretty good hustle.
He definitely has to up that price.
He's got to up his price.
Yeah, I would.
Because, you know.
I think you guys should.
I think you guys should up your price, too. How much time are you going to spend for $90?
Well, here's the thing. We're a little overwhelmed.
Exactly. Yeah. Question it's like $5 a pop.
The question is, how many people are going to be cameoing in 30 days?
Zero.
I don't know. You keep mentioning that.
I'm just wondering.
If we get a couple.
It's a short-term hit.
We don't know the answer to that question. You can start showing it all you want.
Cameo an outline every day.
I know. No, you're poo-pooing on it.
Well, hold on.
By saying no one's going to do it in a month.
I think people will do it in a month, even if it's not 15. If let's just say you do 50 within a month.
They're not going to do 50 a month.
Well, whatever. I'm not saying 50 a month. Let's just say they do 50 in the next 30 days because people, because it's hot, it's new.
Yeah.
It's free money for
yeah, it's just money you stumble upon.
To me, it's a little embarrassing.
For these dogs, I got guys. I got guys asking for my sleeper picks for Pebble Beach this week.
Exactly.
You know, they'll do that for the Genesis the week after.
They do 50 in the next 30 days.
Oh, I totally think that happens.
Well,
that might
they did 15 the first day.
But they should up the price.
They should definitely up the price.
Just go to 25.
25. Make it $50.
I don't know. You might not want to price yourself out of the market.
Yeah, 50 might be too high.
We're trying to do these things in one take, and that's a problem with Adam.
Right.
He was already making lewd comments yesterday.
Oh, yeah, this
you
was. Know,
are you trying to do a PG version of this?
Well,
or
it's just this is not very listen appropriate. To this
one. Hey, Chuck, at the spring tasting, I want a seat next to Aaron Hawksworth.
Yeah.
I want to be at the head of the table.
I want to lick the grilled cheese off of her. I'll let you finish that one.
This is a professional. You're an idiot. This is why this is not going to work.
Well, it's also why he strikes out left and right.
Right. Isn't that one for Chuck Lee?
The grilled
That's such an inside thing. Chuck's just handing you money. Like, you can do that via text message.
Of course.
It's butt funny, though.
Yeah. No, he's smart because he knows that
we'll play it on air. Yeah. Of course he's smart.
I don't think you guys realize how seriously we're taking this. Like, Valdez is already developing a business plan. I'm developing
I'd
the
marketing plan.
I'd
love to hear
plan.
The business plan.
Right.
We're all in on Cameo.
Right.
Backslash junkies producers.
So you've already got the money. Money was already in your account. So you already
I don't think you get the money until you do. Don't you can't get paid before you do the thing. You got to do the hit.
Yeah, you got to do the hit.
It's going to go to Valdez's account, and he's just going to cut us
He's going to chop it up.
He's going to pay Venmo you. He'll Venmo you.
Something like that. So I got to set that up. Adam's our CEO, Warren Buffet.
Nice.
So stupid.
All right, Cakes, you should get on.
I'm pondering.
Cakes, come on, you got to be above it. I think you got to be above the fray.
What's above? Why would I be above getting free money?
Because it's not that much free money for the embarrassment.
I'm on the fence a little bit.
I can't believe how desperate people are for a few $100.
Why don't you set it up and just charge $1,000?
$1,000?
Well, hold on. What's the worst that happens?
Yeah. Hopefully you don't get one.
You don't really want to do it anyway.
Right.
But if there's one company guy, some CEO who really loves you and is going to pay you $1,000, which is like
the guy who runs like Nutanix.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember my man Chris Howard.
Right. You guys got to pay you close to that to go. Show up at their appearance.
I'm saying
to do an appearance.
If the worst thing that happens is you don't get an order, and you don't really want to do it anyway. But if someone's going to give you $1,000,
right?
You do it one time, you get $1,000,
right?
Why
exactly.
Would you do that?
I don't know.
Lurch, you put a premium on it.
Now I'm not willing to do it. But
by the way, Jason's on his Ring doorbell. You're looking at your house right now.
Yeah, I'm just my cleaning lady.
I wanted to bring this up. I know somebody.
I've never seen anybody.
I don't want to say who it is, but somebody told me that his wife was
control freak
out of town. Or
did you tell her she missed the spot?
Not yet.
But you've done that.
She just got there.
Yeah.
What would you do if this happened? If you found out about this? So this person I know told me his wife was out of town like for a weekend, and he had to take his kid to. Had to take one of his kids
to a game or something.
A game.
Yeah.
And he has a Ring doorbell. Within 20 minutes, he sees a pickup truck show up to the house, like a delivery truck, with a case of beer and a case of, I think, wine coolers.
Oh, delicious. Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
So his kid, somehow, who's 16, somehow
ordered beer,
got a delivery. Like, they know somebody who was
genius.
Able to hook up
a delivery of beer
and wine coolers. And then he said he saw a couple of other people, like, showing up to the house, like a party was
formed. Within 20 minutes of him leaving.
But he busted it with the Ring doorbell.
That's so great.
And then the response
That's how stupid kids are.
Yeah. But his response from the kid was, we weren't going to drink it at this house.
Yeah.
Right. But all the kids were showing up.
A couple of kids showed up.
Yeah. Listen, I don't blame them. We all did the same
thing. That's next level.
We all did the same thing when we were kids. That's how stupid kids are.
We used to have to find like somebody who had a good fake ID, go to a liquor store. Like, it was a lot of effort.
Dude, kids get IDs now from China.
Right. If you could just.
They get legit IDs that work in scanners.
It basically sounded like it was just using an app.
I had to stand in front of a board. Guy took a picture. Yeah, right. Lexington, Kentucky.
Right. It looked like some hillbilly in West Virginia made it.
Right.
Right. Now they're high tech.
I can't believe that one of the IDs that I used actually ever got me in when I was underage. It was the war. It had bubbles in it. I mean,
by the way, speaking of IDs,
I remember having bubbles.
Just terrible.
I went to Matchbox yesterday, right? And I met a buddy for beers.
Mm-hmm.
I got carded.
You did?
I got carded yesterday.
By the way, looking young.
Your server blind?
I wasn't wearing a hat. I mean,
what's happening here?
You weren't wearing a hat?
Wasn't wearing a hat.
Let me see the hair without the hat right now.
They must card everybody then.
They carded him.
Carded me yesterday.
You know what? That means they have a very stringent policy.
Here's the question. Did your gift card work?
You know what? I fumbled for it. I couldn't find it. I choked under pressure. I couldn't find it.
Did you already trash it?
I don't know what I did. I might have given it to my daughter. Sometimes I let her use it, you know? In fact, I think that's exactly where it is. Because I said, I got the bill. And he goes, no. I go, no, I got it. I said, trust me, I got a gift card here that it usually works.
You're using your flex.
You couldn't find it.
And I couldn't even find it.
I would have said, all right, well, I can't find my gift card. You got the bill.
Yeah. No, it was all good. Of course, I'm happy to do it.
That's funny.
But it was funny. I couldn't find it. It's because I gave it to Megan. She used it for a dinner. But I didn't think it was going to work because, frankly, pull back the curtain, the GM that hooked us is not there anymore.
There's been a lot of turnover at that GM spot.
I hope it's just in the system.
Yeah.
We get lost in the system.
I think it is in the system.
Right.
But they might get sized because, you know, we hook them.
I know.
Kind of like one of our other deals. It's kind of gotten lost
in
the system.
Don't talk
about that. I'm not going to throw it out there.
There's nothing anybody can do with that. We'll have that until the day you die.
Thank God. Well,
because that is so locked up.
I do have concerns, though. I'll tell you during the break.
You do?
Oh, you do.
Well, just kind of what we've already been dealing with. I'll tell you during the break. I don't want to talk about it now because they'll cut it off.
I understand.
They're not. They can't cut it off. Nobody can get in there.
All right.
I'm telling you.
It's on lockdown?
Oh, yeah. Nobody can get in there.
Love it. Yeah. Love to hear that.
Yeah. We're lost in the sauce. In a billion-dollar company.
No, perfect.
The listeners are lost in the sauce. They're going, what the hell are they talking about?
Well, I can update them on Windows. Now is the best time to replace your Windows to improve the comfort of your home and to help lower heating bills. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs replacement windows direct from their own factory without the hurting middleman markup. Don't miss Thompson Creek's incredible winter window sale with $200 off every window, plus zero interest financing until August of 2021. You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. Call 855-57-CREEK right now or go to thompsoncreek.com online for all the details.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Alan May is going to join us coming up at 8:20. We led off the show talking about the Caps win last night. Ovi with the hat trick. Holpe with the dub. We'll talk to the Caps analyst from NBC Sports Washington coming up at 8:20. I'm actually going to see Alan today. I'm going to Craig Lachlan's Charity Foundation dinner at the Blue Dolphin in Crofton.
Very good.
I believe Allen's going to be there. I believe Coach Reardon's going to be there.
Yeah. I'm unable to go, but I feel for him. I know that, you know, what he's going through.
Yep.
And it's just today doesn't work out, but make sure you tell him that I'm thinking of him.
I think the cancer that his wife has only hits like 6,000 people. It's very rare.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
So I think that the benefits are for, I don't have the exact title in front of me, but it's like the Rare Cancer Foundation, that sort of thing, mm-hmm. is where the money's directed. So,
well, you're gonna post a link for that to people if they want to donate.
I can.
Yeah, why don't you do
that?
I
can a little bit later, maybe after the event once I see exactly, because I know in emails exchanges I've had with Craig. I haven't seen the direct link.
I'm sure it's probably one Google search away. You can probably find.
And that's tonight?
Tonight at 6 in Crofton.
Good. Right. Glad you're
The dilemma is 6 o'clock is a high traffic time.
Absolutely.
I normally would maybe go visit my mom, but she does dialysis on Wednesday, so she's not even going to be home. So I guess I'll go home for a while, maybe work out, and then I don't know.
Leave at 4:30.
I feel like I should leave at like 2 just to avoid traffic.
Well, even going from, this is really getting into the minutia, but even going from Bowie to the Crofton area, there's so much traffic now on 301. Mm-hmm. It's super annoying.
And they built a bigger Chick-fil-A on 301.
They can't build them big enough.
It's the lines. I've never seen anything like it. Honestly, the Chick-fil-A on 301.
Yeah.
It has lines like Field of Dreams, the end of Field of Dreams when all those cars line up.
Yeah.
And it's double stacked.
It is one
And they have a booth like in the middle where they'll like order for you. And
chicken.
They've got the people outside with the iPads.
Yeah, it is one of the great cultural con jobs in history. The chicken sandwich is fine.
Right.
It's not worth it.
Dude, people go crazy for it. And
it's fine.
Here's also why they love it. The service is always amazing at
Chick-fil-A. They are great.
Everybody's very
pleasant. Very respectful.
Couldn't be nicer.
But does anybody go inside? Because those lines.
Sure. Sometimes I do because the lines are ridiculous. The lines are absurd.
I mean, I don't think I've seen, when just driving by, that drive-thru, I don't think I've seen the two lines less than 9 cars, I would say.
Well, you have to be proactive.
Each time is
we use the app. You use the app?
No.
So, like, before you leave your location, you order it, and they do curbside. And so you only wait a couple minutes.
I know those are bad, but try stopping at one on 95, like in Spotsylvania.
I did.
Like when you're going down, like coming back and forth from North or South Carolina.
I did that, going to Raleigh.
It's a carapalooza. There's a billion cars.
It took me an extra 45 minutes on my trip down to Raleigh because my daughter insisted on Chick-fil-A. And the line was so outrageous, and we didn't use the app because I didn't know what location it was. You know, eventually, I said, this is dumb because I don't have the wherewithal to stand in line. Mm-hmm. We went to Wendy's next door where literally nobody was there.
Oh, I know the exact spot you're talking about.
And I got a Chick-fil-A, or I got a chicken sandwich at Wendy's, and it was perfectly fine.
Wendy's probably, they love that spillover.
Yeah, like, you know what, you know what the line was at Wendy's? Zero people.
I'll say this. If we're talking fast food, I'm a fan of all of them. But in one certain plaza that I go to often, there is a McDonald's and there's a Wendy's. And Wendy's, if you're just doing drive-thru, always has a shorter
drive-thru. Why do people
sleep
on Wendy's?
They do.
People sleep on Wendy's.
Here's what I was going to say. I, in fact, probably prefer most of Wendy's, like burgers and things like that. But they never have enough staff. It's an understaffed place. And so when you go in there, it's just slower. When you go to the drive-thru, it's slower. And I'm telling you, they just don't staff enough.
Yeah. Well, I want to keep everyone happy.
Depends on where you go.
I like something at every spot.
I do too.
But if there's a huge line at any one of them, I'm just not going to stick it out.
Chick-fil-A blew up.
I'm not going to do it.
Back when we were in Lanham, we would go to that Chick-fil-A nearby. In fact, we had a loyal listener that was like
the manager there.
He'd hook us on occasion. They didn't have lines like they do nowadays.
No.
It's really blown up.
It's bizarre. It's just like we're lemmings.
Yeah, and so when you mentioned the 301 traffic, I'm telling you, I've only gone to the drive-thru one time.
It's not because it's spilling over into 301.
But I drive by and I just look at it and I'm like, this is unbelievable.
It's a great business.
It's unbelievable.
And it's one of the greatest businesses.
You can't buy stock in it, right?
Because it's privately held.
I'm in Bowie all the time, so I drive by it all the time. And it doesn't even matter the time. It can be an off hour, like 2:30. People should be done with lunch.
By the way, how are the Popeyes lines now? Or is it just no problem? You could just get in Popeyes. Remember what I told you? It'd be no big deal. Is it no big deal now?
Right through,
exactly. And that chicken sandwich is great.
Yeah,
delicious.
A lot of people said better.
Juicier.
Right.
I mean, I think it's juicier and thicker.
Chicken.
Chick-fil-A is so good to me.
Chicken.
You're a part of the lemmings.
It's probably
a chicken sandwich.
Well, I just don't know where the Popeyes are. I mean, I know I was saying Google it.
Yeah, but you could go to McDonald's. Theirs is fine. They're all fine.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to say anything bad about any of these spots because they're all advertised.
They're all clients.
By the way, Wendy's
But when
is
I
getting
want a chicken sandwich, I just usually hit the chick.
Yeah. Well, it's more available. It's just, like you said, it's harder to find Popeyes or even Roy Rogers.
Roy Rogers. So it's like one
in each state.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's one in Aspen Hill.
I mean, I don't even know how
minutes from me.
I don't even know how that place stays open.
There's one on Rockville Pike.
Yeah. There is?
Yeah.
Still?
They were here last week.
Huh. On Friday when
JP
I was gone.
Ate about nine pieces of chicken.
I think that they're actually growing a little bit.
They're coming back.
A little bit.
They're
rebounding.
Yes. Well, I survived off Roy Rogers. I've told you the story 4 million times. We'd get a burger, cut it four ways, and stack it up high with pickles.
Yep.
That's
how. Slice for pickles. That's a callback.
That's a big time callback.
But anyway, Wendy's is getting into the breakfast game. Everybody's doing breakfast now. So Wendy's
breakfast
is
delicious.
Breakfast, and they claim that theirs is going to be less stale. I think that the breakfasts that are available, I think when McDonald's went breakfast all day, now I don't really take advantage of it.
Well, that's a stroke of genius.
It is genius.
I haven't taken advantage of it a lot, but every once in a while, like at 2 o'clock, I'm like, I kind of want an Egg McMuffin. It's delicious.
I sleep
on it.
I
didn't even know they did that.
I'm not a guy.
Of course they do that.
When did they start that?
5 years ago, at least. Maybe
what?
7 years ago.
I don't know if it was 5 years ago. Or
I mean,
seven
probably
years
5 years ago.
It's been,
McDonald's
it's been
offering
for a while,
like all day breakfast.
Drab, why are you mocking me?
It's because it was a huge, huge story.
Just how unaware you are in pop culture.
I mean, the biggest thing ever when McDonald's started doing
that. Hey, Drabby,
massive marketing.
Drabby,
campaign.
There's nothing to me. Right. There's nothing better than a fresh. It's got to be fresh, obviously. Sausage, egg, and cheese muffin. It's the best.
It's very good.
It's
very
the best.
Good.
Doesn't beat Bethesda bagels.
Well, it doesn't beat free stuff.
I like that hustle there,
Valdez. Doesn't beat free stuff, but if I'm hungry, there's nothing better to me, Eric Bickle, than a sausage, egg, and cheese muffin. Not a biscuit.
You like it muffin. On the English muffin.
It's got to be on the muffin.
You like that butter.
Butter.
Butter on that muffin. But Wendy's is going to have a breakfast baconator, a honey butter chicken biscuit, so it's basically chicken sandwich for breakfast.
Chicken. Mm-hmm.
And then a frosty chino.
Now
what does that mean? When you add
Macchino.
They're marrying coffee.
Cappuccino with a frosty.
With the frosty.
That sounds so good.
Frozen cappuccino, probably.
It's a coffee milkshake.
It probably has 850 calories.
Right.
Oh, yeah. But I have to try one. It sounds amazing.
A frosty chino.
I felt so guilty when I ordered my A&W root beer float the other day because they did the trick where the small, and they said the small was only like 400 calories, which I mean, it's a lot, but it's not that big. The small was 229. The large was 249, so it was 20 cents more.
Yeah.
And the large was like 800 calories. Mm-hmm. It was double the amount of ice cream.
You get your money's worth.
Oh, I got my money's worth. I got my calories worth.
You're the large.
I felt like just a ginormous bloated pig when I was done with it.
Well, EB said yesterday, and it's so true, he's like, I feel bad. I didn't order Girl Scout cookies from Pete Medhurst.
I should have just given him money.
By the way, Pete Medhurst, not in the Girl Scouts, his daughter.
That's correct. Right.
But he didn't order the cookies. Because he's like, I'm just going to pummel them all.
I'll just eat them all.
And so I just ordered two boxes. One I left here and one I brought home. And I cracked open the one at home, you know, like after my lunch yesterday. I made lunch. And by the end of the night, one night, there were two left in the box.
How about this?
And I think I gave one to Isabella and maybe Jess had one.
Right. In my family, we have a role reversal. Like, typically, parents will hide. Like, if your kids has a sweet tooth or something, you'll hide something from the kids.
Yeah.
If my wife or something orders Girl Scout cookies, they hide them from me because they know I'll eat them. They come home from school or whatever, and they're like, Dad found the Girl Scout cookies. Right. They're gone.
Right.
Like, that's how bad it is at my house. They have to hide it from me. I don't have the self-control. So I can't, I should just give Pete, $10 or whatever it is for a couple boxes.
I peeled them off like crisp 20 for four boxes.
And just keep the cookies. You eat the cookies.
Well, just keep them. Well, I was going to say, just keep them in your backpack.
No, I don't want them.
No, break them out here every morning.
For you.
Oh, I would crush them. I'm so hungry right now. It's ridiculous.
Do you like Samoans?
Can McDonald's just hook us this morning? Drabby, can Mickey D's hook us?
What's that?
Can Mickey D's hook us today?
We can send Adam.
Well,
you want to get hooked? You don't want to spend $2?
Yeah, I want
Jason's very militant about paying for so cheap food here.
Yeah, Uber I want sausage, egg,
we can
and
Uber Eats
muffin.
It, but that I kind of have a thing with Uber Eats. It's so it's just like they hold you at ransom.
But I forgot we can't send Adam anymore.
Why? There's a rule.
Well, he missed something when we sent him to Bethesda Bagels. Like 2 weeks
by
ago.
The way, we didn't send him. He volunteered.
What
to
did
go.
He miss? Yeah. He's an essential employee all of a sudden.
And we got grilled.
Yeah. We got grilled by
Adam. Adam threw us under the bus.
Oh, like with the CK or something?
Superiors.
Why?
So what happened was Morgan Wooten passed away.
Right. Yep.
And unfortunately, we had a bigger crisis here because we didn't have coffee.
Right.
So instead of Adam coming straight in and starting the TriCaster and recording the video for the show, he said, I'll go get coffee.
Right.
Didn't start the segment.
And then people wanted the video, like the tribute to Morgan or something.
Yeah, and we missed it.
Right. Oh, because we didn't. We ran out of coffee in the stupid break room.
So we
got priorities.
Hey. Yeah. And then Adam said. The guy sent me for coffee.
Did they? Did you guys?
No.
So he totally lied.
We went back and looked at the text, and Adam volunteered, said, "I'll go get coffee,"
because he was on his way in.
He was probably running late. That's his cover for running late.
Right. Jeez.
By the way, Cakes, what do snitches get?
They get stitches. A lot of them.
Well, hopefully they
get Frankenstein.
They get Cameo downloads.
Yeah. Give the address again.
Unbelievable.
Cameo.com/junkiesproducer.
There you go.
All right, coming up next, we open up the entertainment page. Then we've got Alan May to talk some Capitals coming up at 8:20 here in the Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.